is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
The FIFA World Cup in Doha, Qatar. CNN reporting, when special direct flights were announced from Tel Aviv to Doha for the World Cup, Ben-Gurion Airport was festive. And then we welcome Moa Vardi, chief international correspondent for the Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation, Kan, K-A-N, and his experience in Doha these last days during the World Cup. For example, the CNN reports that Mr. Vardi is told by football fans in Qatar, you are not welcome here. Go away. There is only Palestine. There is no such thing as Israel. Israel does not exist. Moav, a very good evening to you. Is this the conduct of a lone actor, or are these crowds organized in some fashion to be rude? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Malcolm. I'm very happy to speak to you or to have the chance to hold this conversation with you guys overseas. I think that, look, there is two sides of this story for me. On one hand, I was surprised, and you know, I am I happen to speak with people from Arab nations and with Palestinians. I'm aware of the emotion that the ongoing conflict between us Israelis and the Palestinians is generating and or evoking among these people in our neighborhood. So I didn't expect to be welcomed with red carpets and flowers in Qatar. And yet I was surprised. I was surprised by the scope and by the depth of the hatred and negative feelings that were imposed or were expressed towards us Israelis, mainly journalists, but not only journalists. And I think that it wasn't organized in any way. I think that in retrospect, I can say that I believe that the Qataris, the Qatar government, or the Tamim Al Thani, he is the emir of Qatar. Maybe Mr. Online knows him much more better than I do. I think that he used the World Cup in order to promote the Palestinian nationality expressions as a tool, as a means to an end in his rivalry with Mohammed bin Zayed from the Emirates. Meaning that these two guys, these two nations, the Emirates and Qatar, are in a rift or are some kind of in a competition over influence and hegemony. And since Mohammed bin Zayed with the Emirates took the rapprochement road with Israel and normalization, then in order to poke MBZ, Tamim, as Qatar said, okay, I'm going to back the Palestinian cause, to back the Palestinian people, to let them feel that I am like the sponsor or the father of the Palestinian nationality, I would say, feelings, in order for the Arabs and the Palestinians to see, hey, while look what's going on, while MBZ in Abu Dhabi is being nice with Israelis and maybe throw us under the bus as Palestinians, here Qatar is taking care of our interests as Palestinians and in Arabs. So in terms of organization, I don't think that it was organized, but I know, I can tell you that the Qatari government, guys, gave tons of Palestinian flag to hotels for free. If you go to the market, to the local market in Doha, you must pay to buy any flag of any nation. If you want to buy a Palestinian flag, it costs you a dime. So I think the Qataris promoted it.
Don't you think there's a contradiction there that the Palestinian, the flags, the fact that they cooperated with the Qatari government, with the Iranians, giving them the names in advance so they could eliminate the people they didn't like and watch the others. The fact that, you know, it unfurling the flag in the stadium when they were blocking them from putting up protest flags on Iran and on other situations. It's hard to say that it's not organized. It may not have been initiated by one central source, but it certainly seems that the campaign by Al Jazeera, the campaign against others, certainly had to have the government's blessings, if not instigation.
Yeah, I totally agree. But look, I think, you know, that it wouldn't work unless a large portion of the public in Qatar, which was comprised by a minority of national Qataris or Qataris nationalists, by few hundreds of thousands of Palestinians, mainly Palestinians from Gaza and the West Bank, who came to Qatar in the 90s and in the early 2000s. And descendants of the Palestinian refugees from 1948, who wandered around the Middle East and found their house in their home in Qatar in recent decades, and the large number of fans from Arab countries like Egypt, like Saudi Arabia, who were expressing the same views, and I don't think anyone told them to express these views. I don't think anyone told these guys, look, this is your time. We want to go for a very loud and vocal with high profile campaign in order to put the Palestinian cause under the spotlight in this global stage of the World Cup. I don't think this is the case. I think that, you know, the Qataris, as you told, as I told, took advantage. But I think it resonates. I think that if you want to be intellectual honest between ourselves, we cannot dismiss this phenomena only by saying it was an organized campaign by the Qataris. It might be an organized campaign, but I think that we should look into the reality, which is that so many people expressed such deep hatred towards the very notion of the existence of the Jewish state in this part of the world. So maybe the Qataris were an accelerator or amplifying this.
Right.
But this could not happen if it wouldn't have resonated with so many hearts and minds of these people.
Moav, we just have 30 seconds. Since the report appeared at CNN, and this is world coverage, have you been contacted by the Qatari government? Have they apologized to you in any fashion? We just have a few seconds.
No, they did not. And I want to add, and
quickly,
please allow me
quickly,
30 seconds.
Quickly.
Okay. Listen, 10% of the Arabs we've met said, we don't have a problem with you Israelis, we can be friends. 10% were very vocal, attacking us verbally, but 80% were just turning their back and ran away from us. They didn't want to talk, but they didn't curse. They didn't shout at us, meaning that the 10% that was vocal against us, okay, they are the hardcore, you cannot convince them. Okay, the 80% might be convinced in a different or a certain geopolitical climate, they might be changed over accepting Israel. They are not hardcore against us.
Moav Vardi, international correspondent, Israeli Public Broadcasting Corporation, Malcolm Holine, I'm John Batchelor.